Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Weekly Word. We have passed through the middle of Tibet, or the middle of January on the Gregorian calendar, Tibet on the Hebrew calendar. Remember, this is a month of purification and consecration. This is a week within the month that God is testing us. He has been revealing so much about the things that we need to hand over to Him. If you've been struggling at this point and you feel the Lord saying, listen, I need you to give me this and I need you to give me that. Listen, you're hearing from God correctly, because there are things that we need to be consecrated of before we continue forth for the rest of this Gregorian calendar year. And so God is testing. He's testing our faith. He's testing whether or not we believe Him to be that good. Do we really believe that God is good and that He loves us? And so the tests that He gives us this month help us understand where we lack our faith in His goodness and also in His provision, protection, and acceptance. And so if God's saying, listen, I need you to give me this thing, and you're feeling this struggle and you're like, but Lord, you know, if I do that, I'm going to lose here. Or if I stop that, I'm not going to gain here. Those are the very things that God is stretching us on. He wants us to know that we are going to enter with Him into a year of faith and grace, a year where God is going to overwhelm us with His goodness and with His grace. He's trying to do that right now. So if you're feeling that test, if you're feeling that struggle and you're like, God, I'm afraid to give this to you, I'm afraid to step into this place with you, then I need to just encourage you right now and say, you're exactly where you're supposed to be, but it's time to give it up. You see, God is asking for your job, He's asking for your children, He's asking for your marriage, He's asking for your relationships, He's asking for your finances, He is asking for everything. He wants it all in the first month. If you're struggling giving over any of these things, it's time to take a time out. Continue praying and fasting and, of course, giving so you can have that breakthrough. See, what we choose to let go of this month will determine how much multiplication and increase we have in the future months of this year. That's what first fruits is all about. The principle of first fruits is that what we give to God becomes holy and devoted unto Him. You are a holy and devoted sacrifice unto the Lord. You are a living sacrifice. That's what the Apostle Paul tells us in Romans chapter 12. We're to give our whole selves over. That means the whole of you. That means your health. That means every thought that you have. That means your finances. That means your marriage. That means your job. That means everything that you are holding on to like this, because you're so afraid that God's going to ask you to do something with it, and you're scared to death that you don't know whether or not the outcome is going to be okay. Listen, you have no other choice this month. He's saying, release it to me. Just as He asked Abraham to release his son Isaac, and Abraham had to give God everything, and Isaac was the promised son. And listen, some of the things that God is asking you to give up is for your promise to come, but you don't even realize it. You don't even know it. See, first fruit also means promise to come. It's a holy and devoted thing. It means the first in order and rank, and it also means it's a promise to come. It's a blessing that God wants to bestow upon you. But in order for us to receive the blessings of the Lord, we have to have faith to believe that God is that good, that He loves us, and that when we act in faith, we are pleasing Him and He is going to reward us. This is where people get weak. You think that everything you have is because the power of your own hands created this wealth for you. It did not. God established His covenant with you because you are a son and daughter of the King. And now it's time to prove that truth out. The first of the month is a time of testing. I hope you've been going to my website, to my Facebook page and my YouTube. Every single week, I've been teaching on the principle of first fruits, this promise to come. God has spoken things over your life. He's given you a vision, and it's time to see it multiply. But if you don't give Him everything this month, you may restrict the blessings that are coming to you. Plus, you might have to engage in wars to keep what it is that God has originally blessed you with. Now I want to get down to some scripture because this is such a powerful month and it has such powerful outcomes for us. So first off, let me get your head in the right space. Psalm chapter 24, verse 1 says, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods." He established our world even upon destruction, even upon void. And so God wants us to know that everything belongs to him. I know that you thought this stuff belonged to you, but listen, true freedom is when you know everything belongs to God and that he is your every breath. He provides for you in every way. All you have to do is lift your hands and say, "Lord, I just need to receive." See, God is testing us every day. Where are we on the receiving end? Are we still trying to control everything? Listen, the devil wants you to control everything. That's what he did with Adam and Eve in the garden. Once he strongholded them into a world where they thought all they needed to do was preserve themselves, make sure they made all the right decisions and did all that right. See, that's part of the curse of the fall. But God is trying to break that off of you. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to take the curse away. Now he's training our mind, our will, and our emotions to step into the place where we begin to live out what's already broken. See, you don't have to break this. See, God already broke it. You just have to believe him, and you have to recognize what still looks like the fall of man. What looks like it's cursed in your life. And if you're trying to hold on to everything, right? If you're trying to manipulate and control, if you're living in fear and worry, oh my gosh, what's going to happen to this and what's going to happen to that? And listen, God is doing this all over. He's revealing to people what they are afraid to let go of. So this is a prophetic word for you right now. Now listen, let me tell you what happened to the Israelites when they disobeyed God about the first fruit, about what was holy and devoted unto the Lord. It created a tremendous amount of problems for them. If you remember in Joshua chapter 6, Lord speaks to Joshua and he says, "Listen, I want you to take Jericho, and I have specific instructions on how we do this." See, God said, "I'm going to give you Jericho." Okay, so God says, "Okay, I'm going to give you Jericho, but I need you to go over, and taking it is doing what I tell you to do because I'm going to give it to you." Okay, everything in the Word of God is about God giving it to us. All we do is receive it. So when I say take, I really mean receive. Okay, so God spoke to them and he said, "Listen, I want you to go over to Jericho, and this is how you do it. Y'all march around it 7 times. And then on the last day, the 7th day, which is the day of Sabbath, the day of rest, I want you to shout and the walls are going to fall down. And then you're going to go in and you're going to take the land. When you get in there, there's going to be a lot of silver and gold and just great blessings in there." And God says, "That belongs to me. It does not belong to you." But see, what happened was there was a man named Achan and he was in the crew. And he saw the good gold and silver and he disobeyed and he took that for himself and for his family. And he went and he put it in his tent, and God knew it. God saw it. But God told Joshua that those things over there were for him. They were going to be what's called the first fruit of the first gift that God was giving them. God gave them Jericho in the promised land. See, when God gave the promised land, then they had to follow God's instructions for each new thing that God was going to give them. The first instruction was for Jericho. So as they stepped along the way, the giants were in the land there in Jericho, and the Lord had to speak to them. If you want this land, the promised land that I'm giving you, you need to listen to me and do this very thing. I'm going to give it to you, but I don't want you to touch. Once you have the victory, don't touch that stuff, okay? Achan knew this, but he disobeyed. Now, in Joshua chapter 6, verses 18 and 19, he says, this is specifically, he says, "The stuff in there is mine." He says, "But you can keep for yourselves things, only keep for yourself things that are not under the band, so that you do not covet them. And take some of the things under the ban and make the camp of Israel accursed, and you'll bring trouble on it." In other words, if I banned it, don't touch it, because there'll be a curse that will come upon you for it. This is what the Lord's saying. He's saying, "I'm going to let you go over there. I'm going to give it to you, but don't touch what's mine because it's an accursed thing. In other words, it's holy and devoted unto me and it's going to curse you. So Achan takes it. He hides it in his tent. Then God says, okay, now it's time I'm going to give you Ai. All right. So the second one, he says, but I need you to go over there. And he says, send over some spies and check it out. So they go over there, they send the spies and they come back and they say, oh, this is going to be easy. Joshua, don't spend a whole lot of time sending a whole lot of people over there because we're going to be able to receive that land through the victory of the Lord very easily. So Joshua gets everyone together. They go over there to receive Ai or to take back that land, the gift that God wants to give them. And they get their butts kicked. And Joshua is so upset because he was like, this was supposed to be easy and it's not easy. But Joshua doesn't know that Achan has taken this stuff and he's hid it. All right. So he's touched the holy and devoted thing unto God that was for God's treasury and he has taken it. And now it's put a curse and they're losing the battle. So the Lord says to Joshua, Joshua starts saying, Lord, Lord, you know, why did you allow this? Why did this happen? And God says in Joshua chapter 7, verse 10, he says, rise up. Why have you fallen on your face, Joshua? Israel has sinned and they have transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them. And they have even taken some of the things under the ban. The things that I said were for my treasury, and they have stolen and deceived. They have also put them among their own things. Therefore, the sons of Israel cannot stand before their enemies. They turn their backs before their enemies, for they have become cursed. I will not be with you anymore. This is what God says to Joshua. I will not be with you anymore unless you destroy the things under the ban, which are the things that I said cannot be touched, okay? From your midst, rise up, consecrate the people and say, consecrate yourselves for tomorrow. Tomorrow, the Lord Israel has said, there are things under the ban in the midst and we cannot stand before our enemies until we have removed these things under the ban. Okay, these are the holy and devoted things. They belong in the treasury. So they make this announcement. Achan confesses, good on him. But there's a consequence for his confession, okay? And it was dastardly for him and his family. But once they saw that they had not believed God, see, Achan, he was one of the tribe. It wasn't even Joshua. It was Achan. But God counted it all unity for all of them because he was giving it to all of them. And the transgressions of the one affected the many. And so what ended up happening is the things were returned to the Lord. Achan was killed. He was disciplined. And then they were able to take Ai and they did indeed have a conquest and began to receive it. Now listen, why am I telling you all this? Because Jericho was a first fruit. And you can't touch what belongs to God in the first fruit. This is the first month of the year. And God has blessed you with family, with, you know, relationships, with your work, with your job. He's blessed you with community. He's blessed you with church. He's blessed you with a ministry. He's blessed you with a kingdom vision. He's blessed you with a kingdom business. And guess what? He's blessed you with that, but it's his and it's all his. And he is saying, I have given that to you. Now freely give to me the holy and devoted thing of each one of those things for this month. Okay, so what does that look like practically? So here's a practical. So you make an hourly wage, right? Okay, because all of us pretty much live off of wages. There's wages. We work and then we receive something, okay? Or maybe you're a real estate agent or you're a kingdom business person and you sell one item, right? And then you make income off of that, okay? However you make your income, there is an exchange between something that you are doing and something that is returning to you, okay? The thing that is returned to you, a one portion of that needs to go to the Lord. Now, I'm not talking about 10%. When I say one portion, I mean the whole of one thing. So let's say you have an hourly salary. You make, you know, $15 an hour. The first 15 of the entire month goes to the Lord as the first fruit. That will sanctify every other thing for the entire year. Let's say it's the first of one of your items that you're selling. That first goes to the Lord, okay? And maybe it's the first week's salary. Maybe it's, or it's the first week's income, or maybe it's the first month's income. Maybe it's the first year's income. That's between you and God, okay? But you see, God is going to stretch your faith to believe that He is the one that gives you everything that you have. That's what this lesson is about in the month of January. It's about, do you believe that God is a giver? And if you think it's about you, you're going to hold on to everything that you have. And you're going to hold on to it in fear. That's exactly where Satan wants you. And that's what he did to Adam and Eve. Because that's part of the curse. The curse is that they would toil all the days of their life and that they would work for what they have. But God never intended it for it to be that way for them. They were to live in the garden with all things provided. We even know that after the curse came, that when the Israelites were in the garden, okay? When the Israelites were in Egypt and they were in that bondage and God had to rip them out of the bondage and take them for 40 years in the desert to get Egypt out of them, to get the toil out of them, to get the curse out of them. How did he do it? He made it that they would only be receivers. They were going to have to receive from God. They were going to have enough faith every day to come out of their tent and receive the manna, receive the quail, receive the water. They weren't going to be able to work for it. So this is where we have to rethink things in January. Do you want your entire year to be sanctified by God? Do you want to see multiplication and increase at a huge level? Do you want victory in every area without the war? Without the war. See, God gave them Jericho. They ran around it seven times. And on the seventh day, the day of rest, all they had to do was shout. And guess what happened? Then they were able to receive Jericho. Problem is, they ate all of Jericho, is what they did. You cannot eat your first fruit. You have got to take that and give it to the Lord. What does that look like? It means choose a ministry that is a blessing to you. Choose a kingdom work that is a blessing to you. And bless that kingdom work with a 1 hour of your wage blessing, or a 1 day, or a 1 week, or a 1 month, whatever it is between you and God. And you should be fasting anyways to see all the things that you have to give him. Because listen, you got to give him more than that. You got to give him your marriage. You got to give him your children. You got to give him your grandchildren. You got to give him your job. You got to give him your church. You got a lot of stuff. And you got to give it all to him. Okay, so he wants the whole. Now let me tell you how this works with our soul. He tests us to just in our giving financially, just to do that little bit, but he still wants everything. So anything that you're going, oh God, I can't obey you in this, that's a key sign that you've got a weakness there. And it is a stronghold for the enemy. And that's the thing God wants. That's the thing you got to give him. That's the thing that's preventing you from multiplying and increasing and getting to the levels of vision that God wants you to have. Come on, I'm getting excited in this place. See, the Lord has a great plan for your life. And in January, he causes us to be purified. See, you got to be purified of you. You got to be purified for all the things that your eyes are on so you can gain. See, this is the month where we position ourselves in alignment, where we realize we're not called to gain, we're called to receive. Somebody needs to help me in this place. We're called to receive, but we don't know how to receive because we're too busy trying to gain. Gain means we manipulate, we control, we develop habits and patterns where things revolve around us. We live in fear that something might be gone. Will our marriage be gone? Will our children be gone? What if something happens to them? Oh, what if something happens to my health? Listen, God gave you all of those things and he can sustain all of those things. But you have got to give them to him so that he can give you everything that you need. Freely you have received, and then you can freely give out. right? You can freely be that blessing because every vision that God has given you for 2025 is a vision of multiplication and kingdom advancement, increase, subduing, having dominion, all of that. But you can't do that on your own. If God says, I want you to take that land, what he's saying is, I'm going to give you that land. I need you to do X, Y, and Z and obey the sound of my voice and do what I'm telling you to do, but don't touch what's in it until I give you permission. Now, the principle of first fruits goes all year. You might say, well, Candace, you know, you're stressing us out in January. I'm stressing you out. I'm stretching you in January because this is the first month of the Gregorian calendar year. Technically, the day of first fruits is Resurrection Sunday. And Resurrection Sunday is the day that Jesus resurrected. He's the ultimate first fruit, and we are the many who come after him, okay? But first fruits is a concept that all throughout the year. If you leave your job in 2025 and you get a new one, you should be first fruiting the Lord the first day you're in there. If you have a new product that you're putting out on the market, you should be first fruiting. Now listen, in my classes that I teach, this month of January, I'm giving you a lot of free teaching on YouTube and on my Facebook page. I share with you my own struggles with this. God had to train me. And listen, God don't want your sloppy seconds. He wants the best. That's what he asked for. When Jericho was received by Joshua and the Israelites, he wanted the best. And Achan wanted it too. And guess what? Achan was Achan because he sinned and he had greater loss than you could ever imagine because he touched. They called it the accursed thing, but it's the holy and devoted thing. It was the cursed thing because God had put his hand on it and said, that's mine. It belongs to me. Give it to me. See, God was testing them. God was saying, listen, I can keep giving you land after land after land. But if you think it's all about you, if you think it's all about what you're doing, then you know what? You cannot be trusted because it's all about me and how I give to you. These are the lessons in Deuteronomy. This is what he taught the Israelites. Guess what? The story is still the same today. We have been set free from the bondage of sin, death, and the grave through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And we have been repositioned in the realms of the ascension. It is there that we live now where every resource that we need is available to us. In the culture of heaven, there's no buying and selling. All things belong to us because of God and because of what he provides. And it comes through his glory and it comes through his blessing. And you know what? That's because that's who he is and he can't help himself. And he loved Adam and Eve so much that he gave them all of that. We, he loves as well, which is why he gave us his son Jesus to break the curse so that now we can live like Adam and Eve did in the Garden of Eden. Does anybody believe me in this place? Do you believe me? Do you believe me? Come on, if you believe me, I need you to tell me. I believe you, Candace. I believe God is that good and that he's taking us back to the Garden of Eden. Back to the Garden of Eden simply means he's taking us to live in the ascension realms with him. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Shalom, peace. I'm getting excited already. Now listen, if you want to learn to live right in 2025, you got to join me for my ascension classes. Listen, these classes are free. There's no reason why you cannot be coming on with me. February 24th, at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Come on the line. You just got to register so we can get you the Zoom link so you can come on and you can learn and you can grow and you can understand what it's like to live in these realms of the ascension. The church has got to change its mind. It's had so much wrong theology for so many years about who God is and what God wants to do. God gives. He cannot help himself. He is a giver. He gave them the promised land. He gave them Jericho. He's giving us. He gave you everything. He gave you your relationships, your finances, your talents, your spiritual gifts. He gave everything to you. Now, you got to give it back to him if you want to live. See, how dependent are you on God? God even says, and in their scriptures, in 2 Chronicles chapter 6, there's a situation there where because King Asa decided that he wanted to do things on his own, he engaged in ways that he did not rely on God. He lost a war. And the prophet Hanani came to him and said, listen, you lost this one because you did not rely on God. Now, listen, I know we live in independent cultures. Everybody's trying to do everything on their own, but that comes from the fall of man. We are dependent upon God And you need to rethink yourself and determine how dependent are you on him. The sin of humanity does not want to be dependent upon God. That's what we call pride. And that's what we call from the curse of the fall of man. Train yourself to be dependent upon God. That means everything that you're trying to do and hold on to needs to be laid at his feet. Okay, so join me for these ascension classes. The next one is February 24th at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Come on with me. Meet leaders all over the world. It's a wonderful time. It's my Glory Road community. I only do it once a month because I travel a lot. The date changes every time. So fill out that little form there and come and join us. You'll get a link. Then the other thing I want to share with you is join some of our Dream Hunters classes, our soul transformation classes. Listen, you don't know and understand this stuff that I'm talking to you about. It is so intensive. The soul has got to be changed. It's got to be transformed. That's what the Apostle Paul said. If you declare Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are on a process of soul transformation. Get on the train that is helping you learn what is this process of soul transformation and how can I learn the best possible. We have Dream Hunters coaches. They want to train you. We have Dream Hunters classes. Go to dreamhunters.org and we're going to get you plugged in to one of those classes. Now it's time to grab a hold of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar. You can walk along with me every month this entire year on the Gregorian calendar, and I'm gonna give you these prophetic words. This is what's happening all over the place, okay? It doesn't matter where you're at or where you're going. It's a month of purification, all right? Queen Esther is purified this month. She had to learn to trust God in the house of Xerxes. She had to give her entire life. This is a month where we give it all over and we withhold nothing. If you get my book, you'll know that. And I'll walk you through every single day and I'll hold your hand as you're learning and you're growing. And if you like these teachings, learn from these ascension realms. You can get a copy of my book, Heavenly Portals. Get the MP3 files. Learn about heaven. Or take an online class, Living in the Ascension Realms. There is so much to learn. God wants to bless you with provision, protection, and acceptance. And it all comes through his precious son, Jesus Christ. All right, let me pray for you right now, because listen, we all need prayer. I'm being tested just like you. Everything I share with you is not because I haven't been there. It's because I've been there year after year. I've been teaching on first fruits for, almost 2 decades. So first fruits is a part of my life and it's a part of my life all year long. But this is a month with the praying and the fasting and the giving that God stretches us. Our souls get afflicted and we get into alignment with him. It's a good month. God's got great things and great plans for you. Lift up your hands. Father, I thank you for my friend today. We give you glory, honor, and praise. And I thank you that you're going to reveal to them everything that they're afraid of, that they're not giving up. Listen, you just start there. And Lord, I thank you as my friend comes to pray and says, God, I'm afraid of this and I don't believe you. Just say you don't believe God. I don't believe you, God. Right there, you're going to break it off of them in the mighty name of Jesus. And you're going to launch them into an understanding of how they can believe you and step into your beauty and your goodness and your love and your gifts so that they can live a life without fear, shame, guilt, nothing missing, nothing broken, exactly where you've placed us in the realms of ascension and glory. And I thank you, Father, that my friend is passing through. They're passing through this month and then consecration and purification, that all the months on this Gregorian calendar year will be sanctified. All their giving will be sanctified. Their family will be sanctified. Their relationships will be sanctified. Their job will be sanctified. Their kingdom business will be sanctified. All of the income that they receive will be sanctified, made holy and devoted unto the Lord. We thank you, Father, that you are God who cannot help but give. You gave your precious son. And you want us to learn how great you are as a giver. You wanted the Israelites to learn that, and we're still learning that all these thousands of years later, that we cannot outgive God, and all he wants to do is give his sons and daughters a blessing. Come on, somebody receive that blessing right now in the name of Jesus. All God wants to do is bless you. That's all he wants to do. Will you let him bless you? In the mighty name of Jesus. Okay, somebody reach out to me and tell me that you are conquering this devil and that you're going to let God bless you and you're going to give him everything he's asking for in the mighty name of Jesus. Woo-hoo, I empower you today. Impartation in the mighty name of Jesus. All right, be blessed. You're blessed. You're highly favored. God has set you apart, anointed you, and appointed you for destiny, and you're going to multiply and increase this year of 2025. Be blessed.